Begin the current daf, Masechtas Ma'id cut in daf Chafal, begin the Ma'al, begin the Tezmat, begin the Gemara, El Me'at, if that's the case, well then it says, V'Amar, V'Amar, he stands and he says, which, that, you want to tell me that Kriya has to be standing, because it says, V'Yokum Iv, so when it says by Chalitza, V'Amar, V'Amar, Hanami, are you going to say also that you have to do it standing? Now, so this Tezmat, it sounds like, that, from the fact what the Gemara is saying, the V'Amar, V'Amar, by Chalitza, you don't have to stand, which is Hanav Lemiushim. That's even the sitting. So what do you bring a raya regarding the Allah of Kriya? So it's what I mean, pregnant Chalitza, but this the Gemara says, Nibam is like, well, I'll beat Amudi, my daughter stand up when you're doing the Chalitza. So it says, like, it's Chilam. Initially, Shemetzach, Abidim, and Derbana, maybe you, rabbinically, you do need to stand. But Miyukash, but what is difficult is because the Ba'am Dishnaam, the Shemet says, Nibam Yutas, that the two people who are saying Aedis, that the Ba'am do, which we know the Allah is the Be'inanam, that you do need to stand. So it says, what you could say is like this. The Ba'amad Ba'amar, when it has the activity of standing near some other action, then it doesn't mean literally standing. That would sound like even the sinning. Kamali, like we find Ba'am the Bekitchu, the Gemara brought previously in Abitresim Abeis, where obviously you don't have to be Mekadosh standing. That's just a terminology because he's saying regarding another action. Ah, Ba'amad L'chud. When it says it just talks about standing without any other activity, that wouldn't sound like it's just being anything else but the action of standing, and therefore that's why big witnesses you have to stand. If you don't say this, and so you lay down the ground, etc., which the Gemara is asking, how are you learning out that according to this source of the Gemara that Kriya has to be standing, the tearing of the garment? It says and this is when he heard about his son passed away. But there it says he laid on the ground. Most definitely, you don't have to lay on the ground. Obviously, it was extra Namekadin. His hero says extra Namekadin. That's the Gemara's question. Now, says Taisis, what do you mean? We find this laying down the ground, not an extra of Avelis. So we find this also by Hiel de Basheba. When the son of the Basheba was not feeling well, that wasn't said regarding someone dead. Rather, it's just davening for his son. Since maybe the Prophet told him that he's going to die, had he commenced to treat him already like he's dead, and if he was laying on the ground, even though at the same time he's actually davening that he should live. And similar we find in Yerushalmi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that the flood's going to come into the world, he's actually was mourning on his world before it even happened. So you could have a halacha of mourning even before it happened. Now, but the Taisa Rav Hirsha, but in the Taisa the Rav, he asked, Kesug Mishunam. It's a very interesting sugya topic over here in our Gemara, because the Chilam, initially the Gemara says, Milsi Seirav, oh, this was extra that he did, that he lay on the ground. Dile de Machib, you don't say this, etc. Now, but then the Gemara asks, no, to the contrary, that since the mourner has to turn over his bed, sounds like he's going to lay on the ground, is like even less than turning over the bed. Therefore, he didn't fulfill the obligation. Sounds like, is that extra, or it's not even enough? So that's just nearly the it appears to me that this is the explanation, that when we're saying that when David tore his garment standing, that Milsi is Seir also, that's extra. And we're saying the proof is, he turned over the bed and lays on the ground. Therefore, he must have done something extra because he didn't have to turn over the bed and sleep on the ground. Because the lack of the Mekensi B'shachav, Hanik Feis Amit, laying on the ground, was the turning over the bed. Because you don't fulfill the obligation of turning over the bed by laying on the ground. Obviously, he did both. Well, that's definitely excess. So therefore, you could say what he stood up to steer is also extra and not an obligation of Kriya that you have to do it standing. And Adam Alay, Samim said to him, no, Ke'ain. We didn't say he literally lay on the floor. It's likely on the floor, which is turning over the bed. And therefore, like from Yitra, there was nothing extra. And then you could say there's something growing into tearing the garment. There was nothing extra. Actually, is an obligation to tear it standing up. And he preferred to give this type of answer, rather than to say, it was something extra. And to prove the tearing of the garment from the turning of the bed, that as if it was something extra, which was laying on the ground. These are the things that a mourner is forbidden of them. Which Tais explains, we don't see everything over here, because you don't mention things that he's commanded on, like turning of the bed, but covering the head. We're only counting over things that are forbidden, not obligations. So the tefillin v'shilas shalom l'chashav, that you cannot wear tefillin and to greet people is not considered, because the ainzei kol yimei ha'avol k'dam l'kamam, because this is not all the 7 days of Shiva, like the Gemara says later on. Techbayis l'chashav, we also did not mention that of the isra of laundering, k'dam l'chal rechitz, that's already included in bathing, which is mentioned. Although previously the Gemara says one manav, ma'isi trei kreir l'rechita ol d'akbayis. Although we brought two different sukkim for bathing and for laundry. Now, abohani loy nogim kol shavua, but those things which do not are not for the whole week of Shiva, loy those are not mentioned, and therefore that's lafukim mipereshadah shapirish that he explains shalvein shmul hayimate la'aval. He permitted a mourner lasam locha gemayam to do work after 3 days, but to the contrary, if we're mentioning in this list over here, must have been that it's for the whole Shiva and not just 3 days. Now, why is it today's times we don't have people covering their head and turning over the beds? Rely on what this says in Yerushalmi. A guest doesn't have to turn on the bed because we don't want people to see that he's a chavish pedish mechashu, that he's a necromancer. So too, we live amongst the Gentiles. We have servants and maidservants, and it's going to look like some type of a kishuv, and if we don't do it. But additionally, usually in time, you can give a reason why we don't have the custom today because we're turning over the bed. Because our beds are in such a way that you could easily sleep on the bed, whether straight up or upside down. And therefore, it's not even recognizable to turn over the bed. Because we have legs sticking out on the top of the bed, like these poles, just like you have on the bottom of the leg, at the bottom of the bed, which these legs can come on. Like the Gemara says later on, darker turns off like bicep. The darker, you don't have to turn over because it's not going to look any differently. So it will be here. But additionally, you see in Tam Tivis Reish, also another reason why we don't cloak ourselves, because Lahoy maybe came with this click. Actually, someone would do it, it would be like a joke, which is in Tivis Reish, because you have to really cover yourself all the way down to the lips. And since we don't do it today, therefore, it wouldn't accomplish anything. The next test master begins with the Gemara of Osler, because Batayon, and the mourner is forbidden to learn Torah. Now, B'shuvah Rebbeinu Yitzchak Zekinikas, I've been the responsum of my elder, the Rebbeinu Yitzchak, my grandfather, he writes, K'Rebbeinu Yaakov, Hoyoisim Me'evloi, that Rebbeinu Yaakov said it's forbidden during the days of his mourning, Be'iv, Talim from Seve'iv, Rekinus, and Echob, B'Marloim, Shavayim, and the bad things that happened to Jewish people in Seve'imia, and Deloitte Tong, Lebishamite, since not taught over in the Sugya, that they are an exception, coming to Tesbav, like we say, we're going to Tishbav, Shilu Tain, said then, But when he was elder, he went back and he actually said, no, those things are permitted during the morning like it is on Tishba. And Mishami, it's said, he could learn where he's not used to learning, which Mashma sounds like Shoshani could be Tishba. Then you could learn just like you learn Tishba. Shoshani Perk Basra Tainis, like it says in the last Perk and Tainis, that he could learn where he's not used to. And this is what the Gemara says over there, the all the laws that apply to a mourner apply to Tishba. We have us like it's a he's not learned Torah, etc. Avol could be Makushan Rakh, but he could read from where he's not used to. But could be Eve, a kin is a chulu, and he could read from Seve'ez and from Echa, etc. Mashmukh, it sounds like similarly the Avot Tesbab Shalom, that the laws of Ammon and Tesbab are the same. Can you come in Shalom? It says in Yishalom. Omiyu, however, Avol Shayn the Makushan Rakh, the wording that it says that a mourner could learn where he's not used to, Mashmukh, that actually sounds from Yishalom, the whole Dafkashar, the only word he's not used to learning is permitted. But Leiba Eve begins to be your man, not from Seve Eve and Kindness and Yemir, maybe he is used to learning. Now, Mashiv Rabbi Yitzchak Raya Lesser, this Rabbi Yitzchak brings the proof to say that no, you're not allowed to learn from anything. Even Eich and all those things, the common elephant, the fact that when I said previously that Tezvam and Alta, awesome libertarian that the morning is forbidden in learning Torah, Shomek says in the Pazik, Hani Dom, silent tea should be not making any noise. Mashiv Rabbi sounds like, no, I'll say any noise, any learning. Just as in nearly right, that doesn't seem to be as a proof. Because like Kamar, it's only saying from something that makes him happy. Because the Matanis, like the most times of Lamanav, Mashem Hashem, because it's regarding the words of Tayyip, Pekud, Yashem, Misham, the commands of Hashem are upright, but Samach it rejoices the heart. But other things that are calamities, you're allowed to learn about. Teddy Shinoka, the Kulu Lav, the Afka, because all the things we're mentioning, like for example, that it says the Nalar and Tayyip, it's not so precise, because that would sound like, yeah, all words of Tayyip are forbidden. It's not precise. Because like we're saying, the bad things, like Seva Eve and all those things, are permitted. And the proof is because the Hakama also bit from because one of the things mentioned is it's forbidden for the other career to fill and Shlimai gets in the positive that just wanted to be adorned on you, but in it's not forbidden all the days of his morning. Obviously, it's not so precise, and never there's something to be for Torah. It's not all words of Torah that are forbidden. Next says, Mark the beginning of the Gemara Mishlish of Elik. From day three and on, from the Petira, from the passing, then it is permitted to wear tefillin. Because Vishlishi, because the third day itself, Chashvid Mikzasik Gekula, we consider it as part of the already as the whole thing, and therefore, already on the third day, although it's from the first three days of Bechi, you'll let it put on film. Now, the truth is, because of the Rabbanik, because actually, the whole third day itself is actually only Rabbinic. Because the Holy Maisei Kura, Lishnei Yom, because the Pasuk actually was born only for the first 2 days. It's like, it says in the Pasuk, Yitmo Yimei Bechi Ebel Meisha, that they seized the days of the crying of the morning of Meisha, which Yimei is a plural of two, and therefore the whole third day itself is only Rabbinic. And Mixim Kekule, you'd be allowed to put on day three. That's from Hara. Now, because Vahai Yitmo, that they seized the morning of Moshe, that's Petron. And the other pasuk, and the end is like a bitter day. It's going against tefillin more than all other things. Because the chashash u'ma nefesh, because whenever he's bitter of his soul, because the passing of his relative, is ba'ofer, he's like rolling around in the dust. Bains and pair, and that's not considered splendid. Because Bishop Kurtz Buxubas, like Rashi explains, this is from the Riva, and therefore that's why tefillin more than anything else is what's included in the prohibition of the first day, second day, and rabbinically the third day. Ubitesbav, and regarding Tishbav, Hayyam Rabitzki Skini, my elder Rabitzkok, he said the shah, you put on tefillin. Kamai v'shlisha, the shah, like the third day of Avelis, which is permitted, so to Tishbav is like Avelis, but already from day three and on. Next test, Marta, begin with the Gemara Chaylitz, Omaneah, Chafilim Eipam. He takes up the tefillin, puts it on, even 100 times, Pirish. Chaylitz, he takes it off upon the Chadashas, when a new person comes. Omaneah, Sheilchu, and he puts it back on when the person leaves. And Mechain calls Shah Sheilchu, so to any time that they leave, Meipam Beyam, even 100 times during the daytime. Now, the time of his reason is, Mishum Bein Lablazim, and Lemishu, according to either one of the Thanoim, Befam Chadash is also, when the new person today is going to be forbidden, which Lablazim, it's Lani Chazak, and Lablazim, he to put on this forbidden. Lemishu, it's, or some take out the gear, say, Afila, it's the Chaylitz, you got to take it off. So, either way, whether you can't even put it on, or at least you got to take it off, when a new person comes, you got to take it off.